Hi, my name is Carol Conklin. I'm the principal at Sleepy Hollow High School in Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Hi, my name is Alan Alterbaum. I'm the assistant principal at Sleepy Hollow High School in Sleepy Hollow, New York.
When I arrived at Sleepy Hollow High School 15 years ago, the discipline system, including the processes and the experiences, was pretty typical to what one might expect in any high school around America. Students were busy breaking rules, and we were busy providing negative consequences in the belief that detentions and suspensions and that kind of constant negative reinforcement would bring around the change that we believed was necessary and get kids back on track.
What we've done over the last 15 or so years is transition to a system where we are more proactive. We're teaching kids about expectations. We teach kids about what they're doing wrong. And we attempt to counsel them into making good choices.
We have eliminated in-school suspension as an option. Our out-of-school suspension statistics have dropped off. We no longer have fights in the hallways on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. We can go half a year without any kind of an episode that looks like a fight or an abusive situation. So the statistics really bear out a significant change in approach, and discipline is how we operationalize that.
Our referral tool was revised a number of years ago after we had consulted with a number of gurus from outside of our own school community to include those things that we may be able to track to find patterns on, so that when a teacher fills out a referral, it gets logged into our system. We look for the number of infractions in a particular area. For example, last month we noticed a spike in students who were being defiant to teachers, and that raised a red flag about why students all of a sudden were becoming more defiant.
So as Alan and his discipline committee analyzes the kinds of data that we're seeing in terms of spikes of behaviors or patterns, if we see a misuse of technology is cropping up in the ninth grade, well, that's information that we then use with teachers in the classroom for instruction, at the library level or the after-school support program level, as well as broad stroke in community meetings where we explicitly teach those expectations and proactively plan to make sure kids have the tools and are held accountable for following through.
One of the best testaments is the number of students who come back after they've graduated to thank either one of us for what we tried to do or what we accomplished while they were students here at Sleepy Hollow. I also have had the opportunity to stay in touch with a good number of the students after graduation and watch them become adults and become proud of the way they have turned their lives around as a result of what we tried to do with them at Sleepy.